episode 813, Shine in Your Talents.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac.
Happy, happy day. It's a beautiful day, and I hope you're enjoying your weekend. I cannot believe how fast time goes. It truly is the case when my grandmother said, you know, as you get older, time just flies by. It goes faster. And I'm like, no, slow it down. And so today I want you to slow it down. Today we're chatting about shine in your talents. It's a day of reflection. It's Sweet Spirit Sunday, and I'm so delighted that you are here. If you haven't already been a part of our family, welcome. I don't believe it's any accident that you've ended up here on our doorstep. No, God has got something planned for you. In fact, I would encourage you, take time if you haven't already, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, in order for us to live, love, and impact, it is important for us to rejuvenate, to renew who we are. And not just in our mind and our body, but in our spirit. And that's one thing that I really like to focus on here at Create Your Now. It's great to see the tangible things, right? To see change of things we can physically touch or change that we can physically see with our naked eye. But what happens to the internal? Can we see those changes? Not always. Usually we see them eventually reflected through our actions. We see them maybe in how we feel or how we express our emotions. But it's not something that we take time to say, oh yeah, I got that. I am proud of that accomplishment. But in actuality, we really need to set time, a time of reflection, a time to see what we can do to better ourselves from the inside out. So today, I wanted to go a little bit deeper with you and shine in your talents. There is nothing more empowering than being able to shine in your talents. You were created on purpose for a purpose. I truly believe that. Now, does that mean that seasons change? And that everything is always supposed to go one direction. I believe God works everything out for his good works, not for ours. And so sometimes we don't get what we think we should get, but there's still talents, there's still gifts that are given to us. You were given a purpose for a purpose. He doesn't take that lightly. But how do you feel about your talents? That's a question you probably have never been asked. Seriously. When you were growing up in high school, maybe you were the star of the basketball team, the star of the soccer team. Maybe you were the star first chair in the band. You were the first soprano. And you were incredible. You always got the solos. How do you feel about those talents that you have? Do you run and hide from them? Or did you choose to embrace them with gratitude? Going, wow, yeah, this is cool. I like this. This weekend, my daughter Ashley, she's our number three. Yes, I have to number them, so that helps you all keep an order as to who we have. I mean, we've got five children, so it's hard for me to even keep track. But Ashley's kind of our middle, but she's not our middle as in the middle child syndrome or anything like that. She stands alone. She's a very bold and courageous young woman, and I know God has got big plans for her. And as you can tell, I'm a very proud mama, yes I am, of all of my children, but this weekend specifically, because she is performing in her high school musical with one of the leads, and it's a very tough one. They're doing the Broadway musical Into the Woods. Now, if you've heard that, awesome. You probably know, wow, that's a lot. That is a lot if you listen to the music. And if you haven't, just go to iTunes and just play just a couple of the songs and you'll be like, whoa, there's a lot of stuff that's jam-packed into these songs and it moves and it's fast and there's so much involved. Well, I got to tell you, when she got the part, she was a little nervous. And I said, sweetheart, you're going to be awesome. You're going to work at it. We're going to come up with a strategy. You're going to, you know, create your toolbox to get you ready for this weekend. And so her opening night was last night. And my mother came into town and my daughter brought her girlfriends from school and my sons went. And it was just, you know, dad was there. We just had a blast together as a family. And this was her night to shine. It was opening night. And so I got to give you a backstory, though, on opening night. You see, with my experience directing and doing what I do and with my degree and how I've grown up, I am very much kind of the teacher when it comes to creativity and performance. And the kids know this. They've grown up with it. And so any performance that they have, whether it's instrumental, vocal, it could be play-related, speech-related, maybe it's just they have to give a paper in front of the class. They want mama's critique. And they really don't want it, but they really want it. It's kind of that double-edged sword. They want it because they know I'm going to be honest. And I'm going to do it very lovingly, but I'm going to tell them the truth. And then they don't want it because they really don't want to know what they're going to have to work on. Because they know mama's going to really kind of dig in there. And so this time, I was like, okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to enjoy opening night. I am not going to sit there and critique because I know Ashley's going to come to me and she's going to say, now, mom, what did you think about this song? And you know what? She did that. Just a total sidebar. She did that. And she came to me and she was like, well, what did I do? And I had to stop her. And I said, you know what, sweetheart? I went to your musical tonight to sit there and listen, to be your mama, not to be your coach, not to critique you, not to give you pointers. I mean, yeah, there were general things, but I mean, she would ask me specific, okay, mom, in this scene, when I was singing this particular phrase, what did that sound like? I mean, that's how deep we go into this stuff. Now, I'm telling you all of this because this is how God sees you. He goes and sees you every day, and he wants to see you shine in your talents. He doesn't always want to have to critique you. He wants to see you grow and blossom. But sometimes we're our worst critic. We stop ourselves. We hide. We don't want to do things. Well, I promised myself that during the entire musical, and it was basically with intermission, it was about a 3-hour musical. It's a long musical. It's a great one, but it's long. And I'm sitting there going, this is awesome. And at one point, I just had this little tear that kept flowing. And I was like, stop this. Number one, my makeup's going to be ruined. And I can't have that when I, at the end of the production, I want to be able to hug her and tell her how awesome she was. But that was because of how proud I was of her. And I only could imagine how God sees me like that when I'm using his talents, his gifts. See, that's what she was doing last night. She was using her gifts. And it was beautiful. It was magical. And people were coming up to her and saying, oh my gosh, you created this character. You came alive for Little Red. And God looks at us and says the same thing. He comes to you and said, look what you've done with the talent that I've given you. You've taken and you've grown it. You've multiplied it. You've served accordingly. That brings utter joy to God. He just smiles, and I know passes tears too. Don't you want God to be proud of your talents that he's given you? It's a gift. But I keep coming back to dag nabbit. Most of us are putting ourselves on the back burner. Or we're hiding from our own talents. And it's such an unfortunate thing. And sometimes we hide from our talents for fear of attention. Oh, yeah. You know, we don't want to be, you know, bothered by it. If we've got the talent, if we know what we're doing, then so many people are going to ask us for our expertise because that's your talent. And they're going to want help from you. Maybe you just don't want to work, you know, have all that extra stuff because you already have enough stuff on your plate. Maybe you tend to hide your talents because there's just truly not enough time in the day. Your schedule is more than busy. You're maxed out. Something has to give. And so usually it's what you love. It's that talent for drawing or writing, that talent for singing or playing guitar, that talent for doing woodwork or that talent for writing a program. Maybe it's fear of comparison. You know, if you use that talent of yours, others are going to say, oh man, she doesn't like that. But man, have you seen this one over here? Oh, she is amazing. And you don't want to be compared to somebody else. You really want to stand on your own, yet you know that kind of human nature is there's going to be comparison. So you just step back. You hide your talent. Maybe it's because you're just truly not proud of your talent. Fear of perfection. It's not quite up to par yet. I got to work on it a little bit more. Man, I can play these three chords and almost the fourth chord right. But man, that switch from that third to the fourth chord is just, it's just not there. So I'm not going to play. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not ready to do that. And then finally, it's just an easy excuse. We just hide our talents. We just choose to. You know, maybe we don't have enough money. We come up with some excuse. It's the season of life just isn't right. It's just, it doesn't fit into where I am right now. It's just not my color. You know what I mean? In God's grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. If your gift is prophesizing, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. What are your talents? And are you using them or are you hiding them? Well, looking back at Ashley, I couldn't help but smile. I couldn't help but let those tears roll down my cheek. I couldn't help but be that proud mama going, that's my girl. That's my girl. She was bold enough to try. And then when she got it, she continued to reach for the stars and grow her talents more. There's a deep joy that fills my heart. And when God looks at you, when you shine in your talents, that's how he feels. Think about how you feel when your husband does something amazing. When your child makes the team that he was trying out for. When your mom accomplishes something magnificent that she's been working on. God wants you to use your talents right where you are. He doesn't want you to hide them. It's time for you to shine in your talent. So I want to challenge you today. Am I using what God gave me? And I want you to be real and honest with yourself. And that may mean you're going to get uncomfortable. That might mean you're going to shed a few tears. Maybe you may actually become a little upset with yourself going, oh man, I've let this slide and this slide and that slide. What was I thinking? I really did love that when I was growing up. Or man, when I was in high school and then I continued in college and then I don't know what happened. I got married and where'd it go? Did it just fall off the map? Your reflection, am I using what God gave me? If yes, excellent. Then go to the next question and ask yourself, how can I continue to use my talents? How can I grow my talents? You see, the gift that God has given you doesn't just become stagnant when you use it. When you use it, you're going to grow with it. It's going to become even more ingrained within you. And God's going to smile even bigger. And he's going to say, yes, that's my child. And she's using my gifts, my talents that I gave her. But maybe you're sitting down and you're maybe a little upset with me because I'm cornering you today. And I'm sorry for that. But it's important. I ask myself these tough questions. I don't make this stuff up just to say, oh, I got to talk to you about something. I question myself. Most of the time, it's for my shower inspiration time. Yes, that's when I go take my shower and that's where I have my inspiration. So I call it my shower inspiration. And that's when I question myself. And a lot of times I'll do some really deep thinking in the shower. I mean, if you're going to do some deep cleaning right on your body, you might as well do some deep spirit thinking and deep cleaning and cleansing, et cetera, right? I mean, that's where it's got to be. So if you ask yourself, am I using what God gave me? And you say no, then I want you to ask yourself, what one talent can you begin using? What one talent can I use today even? Now, yes, I can help you and I can come beside you. Click on the link, take aim. I would be happy to do that to help you kind of figure out this puzzle piece. But in his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. It's up to you to use them. Your talent is a gift to you from God. How you use it is your choice. Choose wisely. Live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.